Seven people stood on the edge of a salt plain. The sun beat down ferociously, but they didn't feel its heat. To their left was an old American school bus, battered and worn by time, with faded writing along its yellow sides. Had they arrived on that bus? How long had they been here? These questions didn't seem to matter to them as they stared out across a vast ancient seabed, the white salt reflecting the burning sun, causing the shimmer of heat to rise, blurring the endless horizon. None of them moved, except Alan, who looked down the line at each of his new companions. They didn't look special. He certainly didn't feel special. They were seven ordinary people, from seven different backgrounds. Six, it seemed, were just blankly staring out into the vast expanse they found themselves in, without truly acknowledging their surroundings. Alan looked left and right at the faces of the others in the line, and, feeling very conspicuous by his apparent recognition of the situation, he tried to find out what was happening. He took a deep breath, then coughed audibly to get the attention of the woman on his right.
Hi.
He felt incredibly uncomfortable touching her, but she just ignored him.
Excuse me.
He tugged her sleeve, but she still didn't acknowledge him.
Mary?
He called. He'd never met her before in his life. In fact, he never met any of them. But somehow, he knew them all. He knew them as if he spent every day of his 43 years at their side. It was disconcerting, but strangely, that wasn't the thing that bothered him the most. The thing which he couldn't quite get to grips with was that he didn't remember getting here. He remembered he was sat in his garden, watching the blue tits squabbling with the finches over the seed in the bird feeder he had filled moments before. He distinctly recalled having a cup of tea cooling on his table, along with a copy of the morning paper. He glanced at the woman next to him again.
"Perhaps you can tell me how we got here,"
he thought to himself, before deciding he would have to ask the question. He looked again. She was transfixed on the horizon. He gave a little cough. Nothing. He coughed again, a little louder this time. Still nothing. Determined to get her attention, Alan poked Mary in the side, but this didn't receive a response either. He considered Mary for a moment. All at once, images and thoughts from her life sprung into his mind. Mary was a woman of great standing. She'd been to Harvard Law, graduated with honours at the top of her class. So began a life of expectancy and ambition. She had known her career path from a young age, and the world of law had bent to her will. The list of her achievements was long. She'd become the first woman to successfully become a senior partner at her firm, and the youngest ever to rise to the lofty position to boot. She'd run the New York, Boston, London, and Berlin marathons, each occasion beating her personal best times. She had married, had two children, and divorced in the space of 10 years, become a judge, senior judge, and now sat as a senator in Congress and an advisor to the President of the USA. All before she was 43. Mary was a woman who knew what she wanted. Alan was impressed by this confident lady, but he knew that each achievement had come at a cost. He recalled how the woman he had only just met had manipulated other students into providing research and bullied her roommate, Sandra, who was a brilliant legal mind, into writing her papers and dissertation. He watched in his mind as Mary pleaded her innocence following Sandra's suicide. Mary knew she had driven the poor girl to the act, but claimed they hardly ever spoke.